Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding a Maseches Makos, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'ochel Bikurim Ad Shlo Kara Aleihem. This is continuing our list of people who get Malkus. Now we're saying one who eats Bikurim, which are the first fruits that are brought, before he has called on them. There's a whole Indian of Havas Bikurim. You bring the Bikurim and you have to say a whole Nusach, and it's called Kriya. It's a Vidui of sorts. And it's a Hodah, thanking Hashem of about the Bikurim, it's in Parsha Kisava at the beginning. So if you eat the Bikurim without doing that Kriya, yeah, then you get Makos. Kache Kachem Chutz Laklaim, or you eat, Kache Kachem is the higher level of Karbanos, it includes Chatas and Ola and Asham. Beat all of those outside the Klaim. It could be an Ola, it's not including this technically, because an Ola is not eaten by anyone anywhere. But anyways, Kache Kachem outside of the curtains that were in the Beis Mikdash, that surrounded the Azara. Kachim Kalim Umaisa Sheni Chutz L'Chomer. If you eat Kachim Kalim, it's lower Kachim. That's a Toda, a Shlamim. Or Umaisa Sheni outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. Umaisa Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Hashover Esa Etzem Pesach HaTahor. One who breaks a bone in a Tahor, and otherwise kosher and Tahor, Pesach. One cannot break a bone while eating it. Harizet Lo Karbayim. All these cases get 40 lashes. Aval HaMose BaTahor. One who leaves over with a Tahor, causing it to become Noser, which is the karbonos that are left over past the time you can eat them. If you leave over Korban Pesach past its edible time, v'hashoveh v'tameh, or you break a bone in a Pesach, but it was anyway a tameh Korban Pesach, in a low karbon, those two cases, we'll see why not, do not get 40 lashes. It says over here in the Rav, ad shelo kara aleihem, one who brought Bikurim until he had not some kriya on them, Arami Ovid Ovid Gomer. The Kriya refers to the section, as I said, in the beginning of Parshi Savo, where a person says, Arami Ovid Ovid, an Iranian tried to destroy my father, refers to Lavan trying to destroy Yaakov. The person gives over a brief, I should say concise, sort of history of the Jewish people until that point, until we got to Eretz Yisrael. Avala Acher Shekar Aleihem, but after one does Kriya, in Eloki Yim Achlan, then he won't get Malkus if he eats them, the Fishahin Mamona Shekoin. Because at that point, they are the moment of Shekoin. Meaning, the Rav is seemingly bothered by Akasha over here. One is not allowed to eat is the Bikurim that he brings. Anyway, the Kohen eats them. So why does the Mishnah make a point of eating Bikurim before Kriya, even if after Kriya? One seemingly gets it's usher to do that. So the Rav points out that it is usher indeed, but you don't get Malkus. Yeah, you don't get Malkus for that, because at that point, they are the property of the Kohen, so you're just stealing. But you're not doing an Aveira, per se, that deserves Malkus. You're just stealing like any other thief, I suppose. Vazut of Rabbi Kiva, all this is the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. V'chachom hold, Bikurim hanocha ma'akevis behen. Bikurim, the thing that is ma'akev, the thing that holds them back, the thing that you must do, is not the kriya, it's the hanocha. It's the placing it in front of the mizbech, in front of the kohen. Kriya ain't ma'akevis behen, but the kriya is not ma'akev. V'ochon acher hanocha ba'azari, if you eat them after you've done hanocha, in the Azara, place them there. Even if you've had not done the Kriya, and a Loki is not going to get Malkus. And again, he would still be stealing the Kohen's property, though. Hanacha was a process done there where you brought the Bikurim and you placed it in front of Mizbeach as part of the ritual that was done. The Halacha Kachacham, Halacha is like that. Where is the Azara for this? As it says, Lo Suchal Le'achol Bisharecha Ma'asar Deganacha V'gomer U'sru Ma'asir Decha. There's a whole list of things that the Torah says one is not allowed to eat these things outside of Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat at Bisharecha, in your gates, means the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So lo suchal le'achol bisharecha, you're not able to eat in your gates. Ma'asar deganecha, it says meiser of grain, that's meiser. The gomer, that's part that the Rav is leaving out of this pasuk, etc. With truma sidecha, at one point it says another thing you cannot eat is truma sidecha, the thing that you raise up with your hands. Now that doesn't refer to truma, because truma, I think, is referred to otherwise in this part in this pasuk, but even it could be I'm incorrect about that. But even if not, truma sidecha is not a phrase referring to that. You don't because you don't necessarily raise up truma with your hands. So Amar Mar, the Gemara says on this understanding this pasuk, it was truma sidecha eli bikurim. The things you raise up with your hands, that refers to bikurim. Ilu truma inatu una havas machem. Because this halacha is not true, as I thought. This halacha is not true by truma. Truma, you do not need to bring it to the base of English to Yerushalayim. So it's not referred to in this verse. Bikurim nami in a loka alayan. So anyway, that just to recap, that's the source of the lav, yeah, of that you cannot eat outside of Yerushalayim bikurim, and therefore that's yizhara over here if we're eating bikurim before kriya. I'm not sure why that should be. Maybe the Rav will elaborate more. Bikurim also, you're not going to get malchus unless you've already, you eat them after they've seen the face of Yerushalayim, after they've been brought, but before Hanacha. Yeah, that's the time you get malchus. But if you ate them, the divulin in cities in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, kodem sheyichnesu Yerushalayim, before you got to Yerushalayim, also in a look. And the Rav doesn't elaborate why that should be, but the Gemara learns out essentially these things, all these things from Sukkim. Yeah. So the interesting thing, you're only going to get malchus if you brought it to Yerushalayim and then didn't eat it yet. Didn't do Hanacha and then ate it. Continues the Rav here. Kodshe, kodshim, chutz, lechlaim, kodshim, kalim, chutz, lechomo. Kohani azarasim, mi lo suchal, lechol, bishirecha. Both of these, sorry, it's from that passage we just quoted. You're not allowed to eat in your gates, etc. The kol nidarecha, shayti dur, from that passage where it says all of your oaths which you vowed first to korbanos. Shekol achil, lechutz, lemakom, akvua, lo. Any eating of korbanos outside of the place that is established for it to be eaten, mikra achil, sharecha. That's also called eating in your gates. Ah, so now maybe we understand what the Rav is saying in the previous one. That's also called eating bisharecha, to eat something in perhaps outside of the prescribed process. So if you eat it before anachal, it'd be kurim before anachal, and that's also what's meant over there. Okay? Now it says, u maiser sheni, you can't eat maiser sheni outside of the city of Yerushalayim. Le'el tanan maiser sheni tamei shalanifte. Earlier a mission that we learned said you get a makas for maiser sheni that's tamei that hadn't been redeemed. Get a parashin, as we explained. Here it's referring to totally fine tahor maaser sheni she'achol chutz lachom, he just ate it outside of Yerushalayim. Dafka she'achol chutz lachom achas shira p'nei Yerushalayim hu shaloka. Similar to bikurim, you only get lashes after you've eaten it outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, but after it's seen Yerushalayim, it's come in and gone out. Aval ochol maaser sheni b'givulim kom she'ikanes Yerushalayim, one who eats maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim before it's brought into Yerushalayim in a loka, will not get lashes. It says you shall eat it in front of Hashem, and then afterwards it gives the aver of not eating it elsewhere. So it has to first come in front of Hashem, meaning Yerushalayim, and then be taken out and eaten, and then one would get lashes. One who leaves over in a loka, one who leaves over in a regular Korban Pesach, does not get lashes. Why not? The aver of Noser says that one shall not leave over Noser until the morning. You know, they have to burn it. It says one who does, it says has to burn, it can essentially fix it up by burning what is left over in fire. This is an example of the idea that the pasuk is giving an asay, a positive act that one can do after the lav has been committed, lomar, to say, imavarta alav, if you violated this lav, this don't do of the Torah, kayem asay shabo, fulfill the asay that's in it, to the ein chalok, and then you will not get lashes. That's a rule, it's called alav anitak la'asei, a lav that's fixed up by an asei, so does not get lashes. The Odin further, lo sasiru hai lav shema maisa. Another reason that Noser does not get lashes is because it's a lav of omission. It's a lav shema maisa that has no action to it. One violates the lav by not doing something. The chol lav shema maisa in local lav. That's another rule also, that any lav shema maisa, one that's not getting malchus for, this according to the basic opinion. Both these are argued upon a different tanaim, but that's where our mission is going with according to the Rav. The shover, one who breaks a bone in a tamei korban pesach, etzem the pesach breaks a bone in a pesach tamei in a look. The Torah says, "Ve'etzem lo tishvuru bo, a bone you shall not break in it." What's bo? The kasher or the pasul, referring to the kasher one. Otherwise, kasher korban pesach, then you can't break a bone. If one is already dealing with a pasul korban pesach, so breaking a bone actually won't technically violate that law. Let's do one more. Next is a bit short. Mishnah Dalet, hanotel emal abanim, one who takes the mother away from the children. This is referring to the mitzvah we probably know about, Shiluach HaKan, sending away the mother bird. And it's a discussion really what this Mishnah refers to exactly. If I'm not mistaken, how to practically do Shiluach HaKan is a subject of such a debate that it's difficult to do. And there's even such shitas and rishonim that are totally against one another. Some saying this is also, some saying this is mutter, some saying you must do this, some saying you must not. It's very difficult. But this Mishnah makes it sound somewhat simple. One who takes the mothers on the children. Sounds like away from the children. Here it says you get lashes at the point. You've already violated the law. And now you don't send away the mother. There's no point. Chum says, still at that point, even if you've picked up the mother, send her away, and then, you know, do what you should have done. And we'll get lashes. This is the general rule. Kol mitzvahs. As we talked about in the previous Rav, and then Rav in the previous Mishnah, any lav that has in it a positive commandment associated with it, ein chayavin aleha, you will not get lashes for violating that law. So it says here, so again, a person picked up the mother bird as he should not have. Rabbi Yehuda says, just you're going to get lashes, don't send it away. The sphere lay there, Rabbi Yehuda actually holds against this shita we've been bringing up, shaleach to shaleach me karamashma. Shaleach to shaleach means send it away initially. Shaleach to shaleach achar lo sikach. Even though it says those words to send away the mother bird after it says do not take, it's not to say that if you did take away the mother bird, now send her away. Right? Don't take her means you can't. Don't take it means send her away first. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not an example of Allah Anita class. See, I would have thought the Mishnah is showing that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this opinion. Maybe he just, so according to the Rav, though, no. He just says this is not an example of lavanita klase. Lavanita klase, indeed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like would not get lashes, but this is not a case of that. It's not the way to read the pasuk. They hold, seemingly how the verses are written, that sending away is mashma after you took it. If you took it now, send it away. Right? And therefore they hold v'havi lavanita klase, it's a lavanita klase. And again, as a rule, as we mentioned, the lavanita klase does not get lashes. Halacha is like them. The Torah said, if you've been over the law, then do the assay. Like this one, it says, don't take the mother. And then it says, if you did, it doesn't say that, if you did, then send another word away. Another avayim. One cannot go into a person's house that has borrowed money from him to take the collateral himself. You have to stand outside. Vimbasa, if you did, then what? V'ha'avata avoto. Then you have to give back. V'ha'avata avoto. If you came and you took the collateral, hashev tashivlo. Continues the pasuk. Give it back to him. Es ha'avot, the collateral. Not supposed to have it v'chalal. If you did, give it back. Kol eilim kayim asei. In all these examples, if you did the asei in a loka, you will not get lashes. Avalo kayim asei, if you did not. Yon shalokach ha'im alabanim v'shachto. Or shemesa. You took the mother bird away. At that point, you shechted it, or the mother bird died. The lokacha avot, you took the collateral, mi beso v'nisraf, and it got burnt. Sheni ochel kaim, I say, now you have no ability to fulfill the assay, hariz alok, and then all of a sudden he would get lashes. Thank you for listening, we'll continue next time.